Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a very important broadcast lined up for you today. Of course, all the different huge developments going on in the military affairs worldwide. What's happening to the planetary economy controlled by the New World Order. And, of course, today we're going to launch a little early. We like surprises. Loose Change Final Cut. You can start pre-ordering the DVD today. And we said we were going to start shipping it out the week of the 20th, but I'm conferring with the Loose Change crew because the DVDs have come in, been tested, super high quality. And so we've got them out here on pallets. Why not start selling them? But you can start pre-ordering them now, and they will definitely ship by the 20th, probably ship just in the next week or so. But we're conferring on that. Its official launch date on the Internet will be this Sunday at midnight. That is going into Monday morning. Sunday evening, start your engines. We are going to put it out, and it is super high-quality flash in other formats, and you'll be able to go up to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com in the next hour and a half and see the new website we've built for Loose Change Final Cut. You can also go over to LooseChange911.com in the next hour or so. The order button will be up there to order the DVD from those guys. You can get it two places. You can get it from PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com and the new site we've built we're going to be linking to and launching today. Or you can simply go over to the LooseChange911.com website. So it will officially launch Sunday evening for you to watch on the web, and you can start pre-ordering your DVDs now. Jason Burmis will be joining us in the middle of the transmission, an hour and a half from now. Jason Burmis will be here, and we'll tell you exactly what the new film covers and some of the big breaking first-time whistleblower insider interviews that are in it. We have Larry Pratt with very serious attacks on the Second Amendment that you need to be made aware of as we defend the Second Amendment. We're fighting on many fronts here. Not by choice. We have to. Joining us in 1 hour. And we've got Turk Pipkin coming up in the third hour. Now, Turk's been in, I don't know, 20, 30 movies, The Sopranos, a bunch of national TV shows. And he's in Scanner Darkly. In fact, he plays the part of a 50-eyed green alien, that movie I'm in. And then and a couple of our scenes are right next to each other, his running into mine, bullhorning, and being SWAT-teamed and drug away. And I kept hearing about this film about people going to Africa and putting in water systems, individuals trying to help, and how do we actually help people. And that's what Turk does. So he'll be with us in the third hour in studio, and he made the film Nobility, spelled Nobility, like Nobility, Nobility, Nobel. Because he interviewed, I don't know, is it 10 Nobel Prize winners or more in this film? And he went to Africa and his own experiences there. He's a big world traveler. And I just thought, I better get Turk on, because I saw him with Willie Nelson out at Alamo Drafthouse when we were premiering Endgame two Mondays ago. And then I was out at Rick Linklater's house this Sunday for a party I was invited to. Treehouse warming party. Built this huge treehouse. It's so cool out there on his land. The Piney Woods. Little tuft of Piney Woods where there is none in Central Texas except there. And there's Turk Pipkin. I was like, you know, I think this means I keep running into you. You need to come on the show. And I finally saw his film, Nobility. And it's very important work. So he'll be joining us coming up in the third hour today in studio. Now, we're going to open the phones up in this first hour for any discussion, any issue, any news item you want to talk about. 1-800-259-9231 as we watch the economy go into freefall, as we watch the neocons engage in every type of crime you can imagine, as we see preachers come out and say Giuliani's of the Lord and Jesus isn't the Messiah.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on Earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on Earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I have had great disquiet in the last few months, only growing, only intensifying, and even people that I talk to who aren't aware of the geopolitical maneuvering and cataclysms that are taking place on a daily basis, they are having a lot of anxiety and saying they feel like something really big is coming, something really bad is going to happen, and all of the apprehension, all of the forebodings, all the omens that we're seeing. And I myself have been having a lot of moments of great research clarity, really discovering a lot of things I didn't know, and our research and everyone's research seems to be waxing, intensifying. At the same time, I am, again, had great disquiet and have been very upset, very, very angry, to the point of doing some of my TV shows. I'm not even yelling and screaming. I'm so angry I'm not even yelling, because we are really seeing the whole New World Order system build towards its penultimate goal, and if they gain their goal, whether it's next year or 10 years from now or 30 years from now, it means massive forced population extermination, reduction, infanticide, you name it. And to be clear, I am not saying in Endgame that, as some of my detractors have tried to claim, that in 1 year, 5 years, or next month, the elite are going to run around in mass and exterminate us. What I am saying is that is their plan, that is their stated goal, in United Nations Biological Diversity Global Assessments. And these are official documents certified by the United Nations, by their organs. These are canons. These are laws. These are manifestos. These are programs. These are agendas. Last night at the Alamo Draft House, I'm sorry, about 50 people again at the door got turned away. It sold out. And only out of a small crowd of people, they hadn't heard me talk about it on air, though I have quite a bit. And in my speech, I mentioned, hey, we didn't put in this film Bayer executives in France being arrested. I'm the only country that actually did the right thing and arrested people. But in Australia, Canada, the U.S., and other countries, they didn't. And their own documents came out where they knew that the Factor VIII blood product for hemophiliacs, every dose of the so-called drug, the blood product drug, had HIV in it. And it gave everyone who took it that it was infected by HIV. And at the end, a gentleman and his wife walk up to me, who I believe were Latin American, and he said, yeah, my brother was a hemophiliac and took that and died. I didn't know you talked about that, and I didn't know they did it on purpose. I knew it was in the Factor VIII, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's even been on national news now. And we've had Pap Antonio, one of the big lawyers that sued him and got all the documents to come out on the show, and he's been on Tucker Carlson. And the guy's like, that's incredible. So here out of this small crowd of people, and then all of a sudden, two other folks walk up, and they say, yeah, I believe they said my dad or my uncle died of the Factor VIII. He was a hemophiliac, took it, and he got AIDS. And then somebody else walks up and says, my cousin was a hemophiliac and died of the Factor VIII, that blood drug. So what they did is they would take the blood, they'd buy it from the Red Cross, who, by the way, certified it as wholesome, and then they would then give it to Bayer Pharmaceutical, and they would ship it out. And they would take the pints of blood that thousands and thousands of people, even the smaller batches, had given and mix them all together. And then centrifugally extract the clotting agent. You put blood in a test tube and put it in a centrifuge, and it divides out into its different unit parts, the plasma and the red blood cells, and then the clotting agents, the platelets, the different things that are in there. The platelets are the dead blood cells. The body uses those. So they really just take the platelet protein and inject it, and that's exactly where the viral injection ports and the viral plaques are secreted. So you're actually being injected with the exact cell parts that have the virus packets nesting on them. There's a debate over whether a virus is living or dead or just information. It really is like a computer. Is a computer alive or dead is the question that we'll be debating in the future as they get more sophisticated. And so right there, and then the first showing of Endgame, a fellow I've seen on the stage with Rick Perry, a fellow who told me his name but didn't really make clear if I could talk about it on air with his name, so I'm not. And he was there and even showed me, hey, look, here's the gubernatorial boots. You hear about how Perry gives these to everybody. There is this Texas seal. I said, no, I've seen you on TV. I know who you are. And he said, well, listen, a lot of us on the staff are good folks and we're fans. And, 12 years ago, before I got on the governor's staff when he was in the state house, before he was governor, and, he's still there, by the way, in communications for him, he said, I was a medic in the Army at Fort Sam Houston, and they brought in these 8 Special Forces officers that we were told to inject. They were there, and they'd flown in from, Fort Bliss? I told the story when I was fresh from it the day after, a few months ago, a month and a half ago. And he said, yeah, they all 8 died within 2 days of horrible, basically bleeding out. And he said, and then basically they told us, pull everything out, even pull the bunk beds out, spray them with bleach, scrub everything in mask, and that was it. And we basically all came out to the grapevine that it was a bioweapons test. That's what we thought it was. See, and then two other women come up and say, how do you know tetanus causes autoimmune problems? That's what happened to me. And they give, and one of them came on air and gave us the medical records. Because that's UN documents. That's why. I mean, you go to events with 200 people, and they're coming up out of the woodwork with people that have died and people they know, and we were told to give people these shots, and they died. And that's the compartmentalization. And so it gets to me. It really gets to me that you can have all these official statements by the UN, you can have our own government signing the treaties for IMF and World Bank money and State Department Memorandum 200 to fund China's one-child policy where they imprison people or force abort or kill already born babies. And then people get out there and make jokes about Endgame. It's not a joke. And I don't want my family being tested on and stuff being sprayed on them and things being put in our food and water. I'm sick of it. We've been basted like the frog in the boiling pot for so long that we can't even recognize what a serious situation we're all in. It doesn't, as freaked out as I am, that's just normalcy. That's me just getting down to the bedrock of what we face and what we're in and what's happening in our society. And frankly, I'm not even worthy to do this radio show. And by that, this message is so important, so powerful, that I don't think I do a very good job. But then I look at everybody else, the job they're doing, and I realize I'm doing the best job of anybody out there, and that freaks me out even more. The responsibility, how much faith you put in me, how many millions of people listen to me. And it makes me, frankly, ashamed of my shortcomings and the type of person I am and the type of aggressive temper I have and the way I treat callers and the things I do and the way I blow up on people. It's just I'm real. That's why people listen to this show, because I've done the research and I'm a real person. But at the same time, don't expect me to be perfect, and please don't think that I think I'm perfect. I just love God, and I love innocence, and I love beauty, and I love honor, and I love goodness, and I am at heart a good person. And I know there are a lot of good people out there listening, and you have love in your heart too. And you feel threatened by all the things that are happening. You know, there's the duality of man, but it's more than just a duality. There are so many facets and so many, you know, sub-personalities to all of us and so many different modes that we live in. But I more and more am just having my ego completely blasted away from me. And it is a empowering and enlightening, but at the same time painful process to be losing my ego, but gaining so much more in return. But I do become enraged now at others that are literally seized and controlled by tunnel vision of what's happening in their own little personal world. Instead of seeing the big picture that we are living in what appears to be the first days of worldwide warfare, famine, bioweapons, nuclear detonations, economic conflagration. And it didn't have to happen. We didn't have to be a weak, decadent, sick society, myself included. And I don't know if we can pull out of it, but I know that the least we can do is get ready for it and try to get ourselves right with God and right with our friends and right with our families. We'll come back. Take calls for the rest of the hour. I'm not even going to cover the dollar plunging again today and everything that's happening. You know what's going on. We'll talk about whatever you want to discuss on the other side at 1-800-259-9231.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the syndicated columnist Charlie Reese once wrote a stinging indictment against the internationalists who have captured our federal government for their own purposes? He reported that the present government of the United States is systematically undoing our independence. He said that agreeing to belong to the World Trade Organization and taking orders from it was a deliberate sacrifice of our national sovereignty. He said the United Nations represents the same threat to our sovereignty. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north for us is home. North to Alaska, go north for us is home. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below.
He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow, with the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901.
That's pretty poetry, isn't it?
The river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. Nuggets to Alaska.
Jeff, Dave, Nima, Tristan, many others, you're on air. Jeff from Kentucky, welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Wanted to let you know and ask you a question, but on the Google in-game, the view counter is locked down.
Well, Google admits they've deleted our views on TerraStorm a lot to keep us out of the top 100, and they admit that they've censored us, and it's horrible quality anyways, but it's I leave it up there for free. I could take it down if I wanted to. Whoever put it up there did a pretty bad encoding. I'm not knocking them. It just doesn't look good, but Google's low quality. That's why people should go to prisonplanet.tv and download it in super high quality.
That's true, but I mean, it just keeps the keeps the counter down.
Well, they've done it in the past. I haven't been watching it. I mean, I just have. We know Google and Dig and all of them do what they do.
Okay, I just thought I'd let you know.
No, thanks for letting me know. Thank you.
G. Edward Griffin. I was kind of wondering what you think of him.
He's a great guy. I've interviewed him probably, 10 times or so over the last 10 years. I interview him about once a year.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you'd ever had him on the
show.
Sure,
Freedom Force International and The Creature from Jekyll Island. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Great. I'm glad to hear that, Alex. Okay. Thanks a lot now.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the call. Dave in Seattle, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I had a thought about Hillary. Do you think that with the swelling of the 9/11 truth, that just before the election, Hillary might reveal 9/11 to be a Republican operation that would enrage the public and wipe out any Republicans?
I don't think she'll go that far. She's talked about failures of intelligence, failures of Bush, like he screwed up, kind of the Michael Moore angle of Fahrenheit 9/11. But her administration with her husband was engaged in the attack on the World Trade Center in 93. That's mainstream news, hidden in plain view. The Oklahoma City bombing and a lot more. And they're in league with Bush. And so...
Well, they are, but they could pretend to not be for effect.
You know, I never thought I'd see the third biggest preacher in the country say Jesus wasn't the Messiah. I never thought I'd see Pat Robertson say abortion's okay in China and endorse Giuliani. So maybe that will happen. I mean, as far as I'm concerned now, pigs might start flying, for all I know. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, we're entering twilight zone here.
Oh, I know. I wanted to add that the words that you spoke at the very beginning this morning, I almost felt like you were talking directly to me. I've been listening to you for about 8 months, really lifelong, in search of somebody to listen to who had their head squarely on their shoulders, who didn't hypothesize but used hard evidence, stuff that was in the news that the news wires reported on but the media wouldn't, and sewed together all the little pieces to put the big picture together. You were a little down on yourself, but don't be, because you are the best one out there for bringing it all together.
It's just that's a great responsibility, and I'm a little selfish, too. I realize it's not a fun thing to be on the front line and the big fish, right up there with Ron Paul, folks, globally. And it is to frankly even make myself realize that, and to be able to extrapolate out with the skills I have to know where that leads. It leads towards good things for the people, bad things for me, I unfortunately think. So I get a little angry, too, and a little aggressive, because I am, gutting up kind of to a crazed level to try to push forward against the New World Order and commit to what I'm doing. And, in the process, it's a metamorphosis, and I am trying to be chastened and trying to be proper and trying to truly be professional and not to just go wild, and it is something that's very hard to conquer. Anything else, Dave?
Yes.
Stay there. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.99 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
The preacher man said it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Because you can't starve us out.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women on boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say man, if you ain't in the...
I'm very glad that you've made the decision to join us today. Wide open phones. Let's try to hurry through your calls. And the western skies. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Seattle, finishing up what he was saying. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Alex. One more point that I wanted to bring out is that when I read papers, I start from the back because that's where all the important stuff's hidden that you're not supposed to find. I saw in USA Today about a month ago, the French press had an article that said the hole in the ozone layer over the Arctic is 30% smaller now than it was a year ago. If carbon
it's been getting smaller, yes.
Yeah, well, if carbon dioxide's killing the atmosphere, why is the ozone layer repairing itself?
Well, the truth is there's always holes in the ozone layer over the Antarctic and the Arctic in the north and the south because the atmosphere is thinner there and because you have the coronal winds of the sun that we orbit blasting with higher power over the poles. Depending on the tilt of the Earth and where it is around the sun, depends on exactly where those holes are and where you see the aurora borealis. But yes, it's all basic science. It's all been documented. It's not even an opinion. These are laws of science that have been well vetted. But again, the public can't find the U.S. on a map, so they can tell them that the Easter Bunny ate the ozone layer and the devil demon's going to get us. There's no doubt that chemicals and things in the atmosphere are bad and are hurting plants and animals. We got environmental crises. Just the establishment comes in and then sells us on false solutions that have nothing to do with the real problems.
Okay.
In my humble research opinion.
Okay. Thanks for letting me talk to you.
Hey, Dave. Good to have you listening. God bless you. Nima in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm from Iran. And I think 2 months ago I talked to you, told you that I just came from Iran.
Yeah, you talked about how it's very modern over there. It looks like New York.
Yeah. And,
everybody else I talked to says that.
Yeah. And I have a lot of relatives and friends who's in the Army and military, Air Force. And one of my cousins who's serving in the commando unit in the Revolutionary Guard. And he used to, because he was a veteran of the Iran-Iraq war. And the last time that I talked to him, because I'm very worried about my family, I have a sick grandmother, you know. If we go to war, then she's going to have a heart attack. She cannot take it. And so I keep calling Iran to see how my family is. And I talked to my cousin, who is in the Revolutionary Guard. He is in a commando unit. And they are sending him to the south, which is one of the nuclear facilities in Natanz. And his commanders told him that you have to take your unit and go and protect the nuclear facility in Natanz. He asked his commanders, and he was like very surprised, because usually when you ask the commando unit of the Revolutionary Guard or any military,
that means they're expecting expecting ground attack.
They're expecting maybe American commando unit come and kill everybody in the nuclear plant. But his commander didn't say for what reason. He just told him because he's a veteran of the war too, so he has a lot of experience. And when he got there, he told me that he cannot believe how well protected the nuclear facility is. It is surrounded by missiles and the secret unit, the snipers, all over the nuclear plant. And he's been there they sent him last month. And he's very worried. He's extremely worried.
Well, now that they're enriching at those facilities, if they bomb them, it's going to be the equivalent of scores of Chernobyls. Even mainstream media admits that. It's absolutely horrible, and I pray for everybody. I pray for Americans, Iranians, everybody, that this can be averted. Meanwhile, Pakistan is a puppet who was given nuclear weapons by this government, admittedly, running around threatening everyone, and that's not a problem, but Iran, 8.5 years away from a nuke, non-deliverable, is supposedly something that has to be attacked right now.
But, Alex, the problem is, if they think that, unfortunately, I don't know what's happening to the American government, that they think Iran is going to be a cakewalk for them. I talked to him. I said, is the Iranian military ready to defend the country? He said, not only we are ready, but if we attack by Israel or United States, there is going to be hell to pay. I mean, and I said, what do you mean? Is it that's going to be a World War III? Because
look, the government isn't stupid. They know that. They know there's 11,000 missiles Iran's going to launch at Israel and at the Iraq forces. They mean to get us into World War III, sir. They mean to pick a fight that then will take all of the U.S.'s energies, and then the U.S. was going to absolutely, and I know that over 1.5 million Iranians fought when the U.S. funded Saddam to attack you for no reason, a great evil. I understand all that, but I'm not here who's going to win, who's going to lose. We all lose in this, and the New World Order will beat Iran, but their main target is going to be beating the U.S. and bringing us into a police state. You understand? Chess was invented in your country. You understand that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've been listening to you, so I get most of my information from you, and I told
Iraq is just a pretext to get the chess pieces over there, sir. They mean it to be a bloody fight. They know the Persians are going to go absolutely ape.
Because Iran is a very independent country.
And 66 million, it's not 20 million like Iraq, and they are have a better military tradition than the Arabs. I know it's a completely different animal, and believe me, the war planners know all that. It's complete wickedness. It's called order out of chaos. Order out of chaos.
And one more thing, Alex. He told me that the Iranian government offered Israeli government truce. Like they were willingly to not support Hamas and Hezbollah.
That's been public. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and he said that no Israel or United States accept the deal. So what he means is that we're going to a war whether, you know, we want it or not, and we don't have a choice but to defend the country. So it's unfortunate, but that's the reality.
Well, they've also, Bush has congressional authorization, he says he has it, to attack terrorist forces. So by designating the Revolutionary Commando units, all 100,000 of them, as terrorists, they get to hit thousands of targets in Iran. And Cy Hirsch, almost 4 years ago, put out the documents. The White House admits are authentic.
He was very upset about that because he fought Iran-Iraq war for 8 years. He volunteered. He joined the army volunteer.
I know. Very valiant human wave attacks against more sophisticated military forces.
Yeah. So he was very upset they portrayed them as terrorists. He said, we are defending our country, and they tell us we are terrorists.
Well, Americans don't know that our government overthrew the Western-trained Mohammad Mossadegh by staging terror attacks and blaming it on him. They don't know they put Savak in and tortured 300,000 Iranians to death. They don't know that British Petroleum openly claimed they owned Iran. They don't know that the U.S. criminals, and that's the criminals in our government, not our country, funded $30-plus billion dollars and ordered Saddam to launch the attacks, and CIA advisors were there running the entire operation, and then 1.5 million of your soldiers were killed. Americans can't find you on a map. All they know how to do is suck their thumbs and act cool and watch dog on TV. Okay, that's why. We've gone from the most intelligent, highest test scores, the most patents, a good Christian, strong nation who literally built the greatest country in history into just mindless idiots, sir. And now they're going to be punished, and all of us are going to be punished along with it. And all the sins that we've committed, the 50 million abortions, all of it, are going to come back on us.
Yeah, I try to tell my family and most Iranians that there are people like you out there. I keep telling my friends who are in Iran, I said, I'm listening to this guy. He's from United States. His name is Alex Jones, and he's a patriot. He talks about human life as important, not just American, but everybody, you know, not all American is like what you see, you know, on TV, George Bush and, you know, people like that. There are people in the United States who are fighting for their constitution and their republic. And they are very, you know, happy that there are people like you that is defending not just your country, but you're defending the humanity. That's why you are international, you know, that's why everybody loves to listen to you because of your humanity. So I'm very, you know. Happy
well, it's nothing special. I'm just doing my duty. I don't like the images of piles of dead Iraqi children, and I don't want that on my soul, on my family's name. And it's so really it's a simple equation. And I don't think Americans realize how restrained Iran has been. I mean, can they imagine the U.S. had been overthrown by a foreign power, had had puppets put in who literally tortured at least 300,000 people to death, who literally did whatever they wanted, raping women in the streets, just a absolute hell. Why don't you tell people what Savak did?
Oh, they know. They know about Savak. I mean,
the American people don't know.
Oh, the Savak. Savak was the Shah secret police, which tortured, and they were actually trained by CIA and the British intelligence forces. And they used to rape women, you know, torture political prisoners, like so many terrible things. And back then I was a kid, and my grandfather, you know, used to tell me about these guys, you know. And that's why there was a revolution. That's how Islamic Republic came to power, because of Shah and his secret police. And most Iranian, even though most Iranian is they are against the government, Ahmadinejad and everybody, but they hate, opposition.
Well, that's the other point, is that there was a moderate who let the IAEA, the UN admitted no one had ever given this much access, total access, done everything. They said, just suspend it a few years, let us do all these checks, and you can go ahead with your peaceful system. And then they said, okay, now we're withdrawing that. And so the people got mad and put Ahmadinejad into power. And now in the polls, 60% don't like him, but most of them are young and can't vote, or they cheat. The ruling council is obviously, you know, corrupt. Any big power structure is corrupt. But so they were on the edge of being toppled, and now Bush and the New World Order in Israel threatening to attack has made him wildly popular and given him the support. And that's a fact. That's not even debated, even by the neocons. Again, they're spreading this. Meanwhile, right next to you is Pakistan with 50-something nukes, medium-range missiles, can hit Europe, running around threatening to nuke everybody on the verge of being toppled. But that's not a problem. No, the plan is go in there, stir the Muslim fanatics up, get them to bring Pakistan down. Oh, my gosh, the nukes are in the hands of the and now we got to go in. They're just setting, don't you, they're setting up World War III. They're setting up a fight that America has to go into, and they're doing it with these dominoes that are Iran and Iraq. But it's all about
that. Alex, the thing is, the Iran, believe it or not, Iran is the only Muslim country in the world who majority of Iranian people, not the government, majority of Iranians are pro-American. When you watch Iranian TV programs or Iranian movies and everything, they watch more American movies or listen to American music.
No, I know that. Americans don't know that, though. Sir, they think you're Arabs. They don't know anything. They think that Iran is ruled by Al-Qaeda. Why don't you tell me the difference between a Shiite and a Sunni?
Well, there's a huge difference between Shia and Sunni. Even though I'm not a religious guy, but Shia, we believe, actually, it's 13 imams, which... the Sunni don't believe. They think that you only believe in Prophet Muhammad, and that's it, you know. And we believe Imam Ali. Imam Ali is the cousin of Prophet Muhammad. And, you know, the Sunni says Ali, he's not an imam. And throughout the history, the Shia and Sunni, they fought against their different beliefs. Actually, Iran fought against Arab throughout the history than any other Western countries combined. So we are the victims.
I know, but see, the average American thinks you're Arab, A. B, they think you're Wahhabi, when that's the opposite group out of Saudi Arabia. I mean, I'm sure you see it on the news, and they go, Al-Qaeda in Iran, Al-Qaeda in Iran, and then...
It's pissing me off. Yeah, it's pissing me off when I hear that, you know?
And then at the same time, though, they add the caveat that, by the way, we're using these five groups that are Wahhabi in the east of Iraq, west of Iran, to attack the Iranians. They're carrying out terror attacks, and the White House says they're behind it. And then you go look, and it's actually real Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, right. It works for the U.S. and the New World Order, attacking Iran, and then they call Iran Al-Qaeda. Again, that's how dumb they think you are, America.
Alex, in 1999, Iranian army almost went to war against Afghanistan and Taliban. I don't know if you guys knew about that.
No, I know that. And then, the president of Afghanistan, Bush, in a press conference says that Iran is helping the Taliban. And, of course, the president of Afghanistan, put in by Bush, knows how ridiculous that is to his audience. I mean, that is like saying Ronald Reagan is Bill Clinton. And he says, no, 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 they help us with them. Because it's two opposite groups. It's Wahhabists and Shia fighting, Iran being Shia. And he goes, no, Mr. President, that's not true. Iran is helping us with the Taliban. And Bush says, no, no, they are the Taliban. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they went almost to the war, like full-scale war.
But Bush knows the American people literally don't know their head from a hole in the ground. That's the key to all this, is that Iran is fighting al-Qaeda. They've always fought al-Qaeda. And that's why al-Qaeda attacks Iran, because al-Qaeda works and was founded by the New World Order. You just cannot explain this to people. Now they're saying Iran's behind 9/11. They said Iraq was behind 9/11. Iraq was secular. All right, we'll be... thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Tristan, Maggie, John, others, your calls are up next. Then Larry Pratt with important gun news.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
All right, let's tell you about a couple sponsors and continue your calls to this segment to the next. The United Nations may be given jurisdiction over the Second Amendment and ammo. That's Gun Owners of America. This is actually happening, ladies and gentlemen. They've already been given control of continuity of government inside the continental U.S., Puerto Rico, Guam, Hawaii, Alaska. Communist Chinese have been given the Panama Canal, as you know, and much of the oil supplies in the Gulf of Mexico. Total encirclement intensifies. All right, meanwhile, we're worried about Iran, who's been nothing but beaten to death by the wicked people that control our nation and are now feasting on us. My friends, listen carefully. They want to use food as a weapon against us. And they will use it as a weapon. You need to have storable food for recession, depression. It's a way to get high-quality freeze-dried foods. It can supplement your food as food prices spiral out of control. Give eFoods Direct a call at 800-409-5633. Ask for the free brochure. Go ahead and get a two-month supply. Your supply is very inexpensive, very high quality. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. And be sure and check out the banners on both InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that go over to them. Also, I wanted to tell you about the Freedom Law School. That is coming up on the 16th, 17th, and 18th in Dallas, Texas at the Crown Plaza North Dallas Hotel. Call and get your tickets for this amazing three-day event at 972-980-8877. And they have sold out before. Very professional events. Very well done. William Rodriguez, Tommy Cryer, Larry Becraft, Davon Kleiss, Jason Burmes, Ted Gunderson, Mark Anderson, G. Edward Griffin, Robert Lawrence, Joe Bannister, many, many others, ladies and gentlemen. LiveFreeNow.org is the great website. A lot of info on there as well. LiveFreeNow.org or 760-868-4271. And I'm not going to belabor this, but I'm going to just tell you, Endgame is now out on DVD at InfoWars.com, the preeminent film and the overall New World Order plan. Let's go ahead and talk to Tristan in Canada. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. It's a pleasure and an honor. First, I have a thing regarding one of your sponsors, the Cal Ben soaps. I actually ordered one of the big packages, and they are great. They are phenomenal.
Organic?
Yeah, the organic.
Mm-hmm.
The organic soaps, the 1300, whatever it is, it's, I think it was, I bought it at about, 130 US plus the exchange. It is great. It's really soft on the skin. It's phenomenal.
So you got a big supply of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I bought the whole thing, the whole package. And it, honestly, it would make sense to buy it if you're in the US because you don't have all the brokerage fees, coming through UPS shipping. It's honestly a no-brainer to buy it. It's great, great stuff. I was recently in Regina talking about the cameras and all that, the Big Brother. Basically, I traveled to Regina, and I noticed that almost every intersection, the lights had cameras hanging down at every angle. And this is a smaller town than Montreal. It's about maybe, takes about two boroughs in size. Regina's very
small.
Sir,
in the U.S., Defense Department design, MIT has reported it. In places where there's one gas station and 10 houses, there's cameras at every street corner.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. They even had cameras on sidewalks with dual microphones hanging down from them.
Yeah, it's all a grid tied in right into the military.
And when you ask people, what did you guys realize there's cameras? Oh, it's for emergencies. What emergencies would they have them there for?
Al-Qaeda from Iran.
Yeah, it's terrible what's going on. I listened to your radio show yesterday. You were talking about the Pakistani shootings. What ended up happening? Was that something that...
No, it was the case. It was just people shooting some other people, and they never said what it was. But it's admitted mass killing and torture and murder, and he's declared himself supreme dictator.
Wow, it's unreal. It's sad because people are so disillusioned, the main public so disillusioned that, oh, it's not happening. And if you tell them this, they're like, yeah, whatever, you're out of your mind or something. But all the information is out there.
The New World Order, Tristan, thank you for the call. Call me back next week. We have more time with this Sunday, 4 to 6. We're going to take a few more calls and get Larry Pratt on. Big Second Amendment news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. There are